you know, in that first hour, that first day, when I first start to miss you the most, it doesn't really occur to me that you're going to be gone for so long. I am just kind of stunned and in shock. So I have to kind of fix my brain on something, you know, non-important, but the truth is I'm just not really sure of the words of how to tell you I'm going to miss you, you know. I miss you. I need you. I want you. So in the days that follow, when we don't see each other or experience each other's touch, kiss, embrace, I always flash back to that first hour where I fixated on something and just kind of thinking, distracting myself in a lot of ways about how strong my feelings are for you and how much, you know, I look forward to your return. Every time I say I'm going to miss you, you always say, I know, me too. And I think it's hard to explain exactly what those words are, you know. But it's definitely not a sad feeling. It's a longing. It's a hunger. It's being full of hope and also smiling at those moments when you could miss them, but you can also remember them too. And I'm reminded of all the times that you left. You always came back. Of course you came back. Just like I came back. Sometimes life takes us into some pretty different places and pretty interesting directions, but the truth is we always come back. Pretty soon you'll come back to me, just like before. And I don't know what that experience will be like. I'm not confident or positive if all the feelings we felt will be the same or if they've just frozen in place, but I think a lot of it has to do with how you come back and how our eyes meet each other for the first time and our hands and our bodies for the first time again. I wonder if when you came home in the middle of the night after arriving from a long plane trip, driving the way home excitedly but sleepy, eager, energized, would you wake me with the key in the front door or the hand on the knob of the bedroom? Would you rustle the sheets on purpose just to see if I'm awake still, to test whether or not I'd notice you climbing into bed next to me? When I felt you finally lay down next to me, would you let me stretch my body out? Reach my arm underneath your neck and across your shoulder. And my fingers just gripping the sides of your bicep. Underneath your rib cage, pulling you into my chest. Your hair still in the ponytail from the plane. And tickles my cheek as I stir, mumble, half sleep. Welcome home. In my sleepy state, I can't help but reach my arm down to see how much of your skin is exposed and what you decided to change into or to change out of. And we fall asleep naked together. It's always the best thing, but usually you have to get undressed first. This time of year too, we would rather have more layers on because it's cold, but I'd feel you not wearing a thing and I'd be awoken, aroused by potential. I feel your lips pressing against my chest, your fingers stretching across my broad shoulders and down alongside my ribs, down to my hips, and just holding me and pulling your torso into mine. You'd feel my legs stretching out and pulling your body close. Maybe feel your hand graze down my belly, against the waistband of my underpants. I feel your smile buried in my chest, knowing you missed me probably just as much as I missed you, but you came back to me, just like I'd come back to you. But I don't just want to come back, do I? Not that first night. We talked about it once when I picked you up from the airport earlier on. Because I didn't do it very often. You were you're a little not irritated, but concerned. Why didn't you pick me up, you said. And I said, if you want to know the truth, it's because the first thing I want to do when I see you is hug you and take off your clothes and have my way with you. And you smiled and nodded to yourself. And you said, it's still nice to see you when I can. And I said, but the surprise, the anticipation of seeing us, seeing each other, that's much better when we can find our hands in the dark, in the comfort of our bed, in the comfort of our home. And you leaned over to me and you said, that sounds nice. We should do that. So I started waiting and preparing myself for you. I'd shower and get naked and climb into bed and tease myself a little bit thinking about you. The truth is, I knew when your flight lands, I would just be waiting for you in bed and thinking about how you'd walk in with a grin on your face, satisfied. We were finally about to be in each other's arms. Again, it wouldn't matter if it was a day or a week or a month. And you used to do the same thing too. Do you remember? We got so comfortable with the idea of being ready for each other that we just relaxed ourselves right to sleep, dozed off, so that the surprise of seeing each other was that much greater. And this time when I said I missed you, in that first hour when I'm supposed to distract myself, this time, all I could think about was what time your flight was going to land so that I could fall asleep before and have you surprise me in bed. And you'd wake me up. Oh, the way you always did. Except this time. When you woke up, you'd feel, oh, my hard cock. Pulsing for you. Oh. And you'd reach for it. You'd reach for my waistband just like you did. And you'd feel the bulge. And then I'd ease one of my eyes open. And giggle and laugh. And you'd say, you're supposed to be asleep, mister. And I'd say, I know, but I needed you. I needed your touch. I needed... I needed to make love with you the minute you got home. Oh. And so, you already being naked, simply just pulled up my shorts and tugging them, not even all the way off, just down to my knees in desperation. But you still like to take your time, so you pounced. You pounced to me excitedly, hopping on top and straddling my torso. I felt the heat between your legs. I saw the silhouette of your body and that ponytail. You tugged at the hair tie and pulled it out and shook your head. And I reached and tried to grab a handful of your do. And you just lowered my hands down. Down against your breasts. You eased your pelvis against me, straddling me. And I felt the warmth of your clit against the tip of my cock. Oh, fuck. Oh, it felt so good. Already wet. Oh. And you just grinded it against me. Moaning softly, leaning down to kiss my lips. As desperate as you were, you decided to take your time with me and just eased your slit over the tip of my cock. stopping and wriggling your legs. And I straightened my legs out. Oh. And felt your wetness sliding down further. Oh, I reached for your hips to guide you. I felt my chest tighten as you straddled me. The full length of me. Oh, and you clenching me. I don't want you to let. Oh, I don't want you to let go. I don't know when you have to leave next, but I just want you to stay just like this. I feel your soft skin start to gyrate up and down against my shaft. You feel me grow with every dip of your hips. My hands tugging at your nipples, then raising to hold your neck and pull it towards me. I want you to kiss me. And your lips obey, and your body uncontrollably starts to pivot. You tilt back on your hips, straightening your back and rocking your pelvis against my cock. It feels so good. Oh, fuck. Oh. I tilt my hips down. Hearing your moans just driving me crazy. You take your time, but you still tease me a bit. Bouncing with the tip. I miss those teases of yours. Oh, for a minute, I get lost in the sensation of you riding me. Kind of driven to the sleepy subconscious of my satisfaction. Oh, and hearing you, oh, wet, feeling you tight against me. Oh. Oh. My knees start to rise up and tuck against the sides of your hips, holding your ribs in place, semi-clenching you so I can thrust deeper into you, feeling your muscles clenching me. Oh, it's been so long. I wonder if you can tell how long I waited to come with you. All this time. And you don't hesitate to wait to reach for your clit. Cup my balls from behind. And stroking me with your soft fingers. Oh, fuck. You ride me harder. to your satisfaction. You rub your clit harder for me. Almost taunting me in a way by gyrating your pelvis faster. That's it, baby, faster. Oh, your breasts are bouncing up and down. Silhouetted in the dark night. You've got me gasping and moaning. And I'm bouncing. I'm bouncing on my hips. Oh, fuck. Harder. Harder, I feel you. Close to letting go. I want to feel it first. I want you to come for me. So you rub your clit faster, I tell you. I want my hard cock to make you come so hard. I missed you so much. Oh, please. Oh, please. I'm bouncing on my heels and feeling you gyrate and pulse your hips harder. That's it, baby, harder. That's it. Harder, fuck. Yes, harder. Faster. How you bounce. Oh, fuck. Fuck, that's it. That's it. Almost. Please. Please, baby, come for me. Please, come all over my hard cock. Oh, I missed it. I missed you. And you rub your clit. You obey. And you come so fucking hard. Oh, please. Please, don't stop coming. Don't stop, baby. Don't stop. I want to feel it all. Oh, that's it. Drench my cock. Drench my cock with your juices. Please. Oh, fuck. God, yes. You don't stop riding me. You gyrate and pulse through the orgasm. You feel my cock throbbing. Oh, fuck. Put your head in the pillow. Spread your legs wide. I'm so desperate. Oh, fuck. Feel me. Oh, driving into the bed. Oh, fuck. I'm driving my cock deeper into your pussy. Oh, you're tight. Wet, satisfied pussy. You don't stop hurting your clit for me, do you? You just want to come again already. You want to come with me this time, though, don't you? I reach under and lift up your hips and smack your ass. Oh, fuck. Oh, baby. Oh, fuck. Oh. Struggle on top. Come on, dear. Come all over here. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. Oh, God, yes. Fuck, yes. God. Oh, fuck. Collapse on top of you. We kiss each other, smiling and giggling at the satisfaction we gave to each other. And in this moment, we never have to wonder how much we're gonna miss each other. Because we always have this to come back to, don't we? Always get to come back to each other. To our embrace.